The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
And I want to hear from you too, Rolly Marks. Gosh, it turned to be out to be a busy day.
I'm with you, Fania.
Gosh.
Wait.
Yeah, it's actually been quite horrible not being able to speak to you about this issue. So you no doubt are following the Herzliya story. Give us your perspective.
I'm following the Herzliya story with great horror. I think this is definitely, first of all, I want to know, like, why are politics, why is this kind of politics being brought into the high school arena? Why are they importing global conflict into their high school? Second of all, there is absolutely no distinction between anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. And when you say Israel, when you put up signs that say Israel is a terrorist state guilty of ethnic cleansing in Palestine, I do have the words for that. That is a history lesson, and it would behoove, I think, the deputy principal, seeing that this is on his office, and the history teachers in the school to perhaps take a lesson in Middle Eastern history, not even to think about the trauma and the hurt that this causes the students of Herzliya, who are coming to do something that is completely altruistic.
Well, what I find incredible is you can't be that insensitive to not know or not have considered and not have understood that the children, because they are children, that are coming to your school are going to be made to feel awful and intimidated, and yet he went ahead and he still refused to take down the posters. And the principal herself couldn't get him to do it. Something sounds wrong with that story. It does. Something doesn't make sense.
Something sounds very wrong. I wonder if there is perhaps a blatant agenda, maybe from outside forces. This is not the first time we've seen these kind of entities trying to get into the schools. Perhaps they realize that they need to get the children in the schools before they even go to university. We are well aware of what a battlefield universities are becoming, not just in South Africa, but globally. I think, unfortunately, that when you have tweets like we had in these last couple of weeks, followed by opinion editorials that so misrepresent the facts, you do create you do give this kind of behavior a tailwind, because those kind of tweets and those kind of comments, and Howard, I mean, you followed some of the comments that I get on social media pages that I'm involved in. These are not created in a vacuum.
Mm, mm. Well,
there's
that's the whole point.
There's something at play here.
Right, and we're starting to see more and more and more of this developing across the South African landscape. And I always use the expression that somehow they're not joining the dots. When you start with the hatred towards Israel, and when you can tweet all sorts of anti-Semitic things, then what follows is an unreasonable and unfair and cruel attack on children.
Absolutely. And what was I going to say to you again? I just lost my train of thought. Oh, yes, my train of thought is back. Disappeared for a second, but it's back. I think that this is why we cannot be silent.
Right, Rolene, I'm going to ask you to be silent for 1 second, because I'm getting quite a few messages from people saying, just tuned in, what are you guys going on about? What we're going on about is as follows. Herzliya High School has undertaken, and I think in a fantastic way, undertaken Tikkun Olam, and that means fixing the world. They've gone out to Vista High School in the Cape, and they are helping to restore their library, clean up the environment, tutor children that need help, etc. When they arrived yesterday, they were confronted with two signs. One of them says yes to Judaism, no to Zionism, and the other says Israel is a terrorist state guilty of ethnic cleansing in Palestine. When Jeffrey Cohen, who is the director of Herzliya, went to address the issue with the principal, she agreed with him, but couldn't get the deputy principal to remove it. And that was in fact a big big issue. Sorry, Rolene.
No problem at all. This is anti-Semitism is alive and well and living in South Africa, and we cannot continue to turn a blind eye to this. And I really, the more we are silent on this, the more we try and brush it under the carpet in the hopes that it won't affect us personally, the bigger that pile under the carpet rises until it all comes crashing out. And South African Jews are just as much a color in the rainbow as every other community is, and have just as much right to have their voices heard. And blatant political grandstanding in schools, I think probably is not even legal. Should absolutely not be allowed.
Well, I am interested because the Department of Education is getting involved, and I'm wondering where this will lead. Again, the flip side of it, and I can hear a lot of our listeners saying, well, hold on, do we want to give this publicity? Do we want to make this a thing? Shouldn't we just deal with it as quietly as possible and get on with doing what we need to do, which is giving people assistance and changing the world in a positive way? What's your thoughts on that, Rolene?
My thoughts on that is no, we can't just say, maybe we'll be quiet, maybe we don't draw attention. I think that the greater South African population needs to know that when it comes to speaking for the rights of all of South Africa's citizens, all of us should have equal rights. Jews should be just as much a part of the community as anybody else. When there are other minority groups that are threatened, there's an outcry. When there is horrendous racism, there is an outcry. I follow the South African news very closely, and I see that racism is a big issue in schools. Why does this not apply to Jewish students who have been singled out?
Well, absolutely. It's actually interesting. What you're saying is fascinating in that Spotlighting SA has just tweeted Chai FM saying it's interesting to note that Vista School Deputy has added the hashtag Israel to a purely Jewish pupil gesture, yet claimed only to be anti-Zionist. You see, that veneer is very, very thin, isn't it? That anti-Zionism is not anti-Judaism.
It's very thin, and as we've said before, so many times. I mean, if you look at the signs, Jews welcome, Judaism welcome. So he's quickly trying to dismiss the accusation that he'll be called an anti-Semite.
Right, Rolene, I'm going to ask you.
Israel is the Jewish state.
Absolutely. Look, it's a fallacy, and as I say, that veneer is quite thin. Can I ask you, Rolene, just to stay on the line? It is 5:31. We are over time,
but never go anywhere.
Please don't. I'm going to ask Sasha Starr to give us our news headlines, and then we'll be back with Rolene Marks.
In your headlines, anti-Israel posters have been discovered at a Cape Town high school. The Jewish board has opened a case against Andile Nkatama, and Israel rejects a call for public transportation on Shabbat. We'll catch our sports bulletin a bit later with Louis Karpus and have a full bulletin at the top of the hour.
Thank you, Sasha Starr. Time is 5:32. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your afternoon with me. I'd love to hear from you on 34519 or 0621482374. On the line from Israel is Rolene Marks. We are continuing the conversation in the Israel Report. Rolene Marks, Hadley says, put the name of the deputy president. We keep calling him, even Olga Meshwe, when we were talking to her from the United States, spoke about him as a deputy president. He isn't. He's a deputy principal. That's the word. We're just so used to saying
it. Olga Meshwe.
Yeah, she was actually very, very inspiring. Hadley says, put the name of the deputy principal out for all to know. And I think we absolutely have to do that. If anybody does know the name, please send me a message. I do want to have a look at his name. I do want it to be out there for all to know. And I would also like to take a look at his social media profile, because I can guarantee you that it's going to be very, very interesting. Without knowing who he is, I can tell you that it's going to be a fascinating one for us to see. Maybe if a Spotlighting SA is listening, they can give us that information. In my opinion, says Nikki, the main priority for Herzliya admin is the safety and protection of the pupils. Why should these pupils be exposed to such blatant anti-Semitism? Why turn the other cheek without the issue being resolved in another forum? Nikki, I can't disagree with you. Unsigned saying, I think he's a deputy because he has no principles.
Well, can I just add in my mantra? I want everybody to say to me, I don't care if you're driving, cooking, drinking a whiskey, which of course everybody should be, or a coffee, which of course everybody should be, listening to the show. Everybody say the mantra with me. Open season on Jews is over.
But yet it isn't, Rolene. Yet it is. Well, it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be getting worse, doesn't it?
It does seem to be getting worse, but things sometimes do appear to be worse before they get better. But the things will not get better if we continue to be silent.
So I tend to agree with you. My view is, well, certainly you can't be a talk show host and value silence. But I really don't believe that we should be remaining silent. I think that this thing should be as widely discussed as possible. And I do think, and I agree with Hadley's SMS, to say, let's put his name out there. We're going to have to find out who he
name
is.
Name and shame them.
Absolutely.
That's what I say.
Absolutely. Right. I think it's absolutely vital to do that. In fact, I have just received a message. The deputy principals, Mrs. Alona Herman and Mrs. Jane Duplessis, but I think it was here we go. Deputy principal of the high school, somebody Vistanova? No, it can't be that. What is Vista? Oh, that's their email address. All right, so we're going to see if we can't get that information. I think it's very, very important to be able to do that and to get that information. Hi there. How does the Department of Education allow this kind of propaganda and misinformation? That's Bella. Bella, to be fair to them, the department probably had no idea that this was happening. The kids arrived at the school yesterday to be confronted by these posters. The department, I would imagine, will only be informed once there's a problem. Is this anti-Judaism not part of breaking our constitution, like we are not allowed to be racist in South Africa? That's according to Annabelle. Annabelle, indeed, I believe that there's an element of this, especially because the South African Jewish Board of Deputies recently won a case that linked anti-Zionism to anti-Semitism. So I think on the basis of that case alone, this is going to be a problem. What's your thoughts on that, Rolene?
Well, I think that the Masuku judgment was a landmark judgment. It did kind of set a precedent for how we move ahead with racism, and hopefully this precedent will affect how these kind of incidents are dealt with moving forward. However, we need to start perhaps educating the street, so to speak. Yeah, I've seen, following the Andile tweet, I've seen from the ultra-left and from the ultra-right some of the most horrendous Facebook posts accusing us of absolutely everything, from being the Illuminati to some things that I don't even want to mention on radio, to flat-out Holocaust denial. Coming out of the last week's discussion, I feel, or what I'm sensing, what I have observed, is that we are expected to constantly justify, as you said so rightly, Howard, constantly justify where we stand on other genocides. And I know, Howard, just as a point of interest, you and I have discussed other genocides in the world quite a bit, because we do believe in drawing attention to it. But the greater public expect us to draw an equivalence between them and the Holocaust. So we've lost something there. And I do believe that the op-eds that we've seen, the media coverage that we've seen on some issues and lack in other places, have allowed for this kind of hateful environment to flourish, because they're not being checked. Nobody's checking them. They're not being held accountable enough.
Absolutely. It really is absolutely unbelievable. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please continue sending them to us as we discuss and try and unpack this issue. I have to say that I'm flip-flopping in terms of my view with regard to continuing to assist the school. and maybe prove that that we aren't what they say we are. Although the problem with that train of thought, Rolene, just thinking about it out loud, is well, then they can shrug it off and say, yes, well, we're not against Jews, we're against Zionists. So I think what has to happen maybe is that every Jewish kid that arrives there needs to do so wrapped in an Israeli flag. And continue that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Well, you know me, I'm always a big fan of accessorizing with a fabulous blue and white.
Because how wrong can you go, really, with a bit of...
never go wrong with blue and white.
It's true.
You can wear
it
after Labor
everybody.
Day. You
yeah,
can wear it in winter.
True.
You can wear it in summer. You can dress it up with pearls or diamonds and wear it at night. You can never go wrong with blue and white. I think we should continue our service to the school. I don't think that the kids at Vista should be robbed of the good intention that our kids at Herzliya have to offer them because of one, and you can insert any kind of descriptive word here that you want.
Yeah, except that if that's the case, then the guy doesn't get disciplined. So
he should be disciplined. Yeah. And my discipline, and I'm going to say it quite openly, is that when you are so flagrantly discriminatory and racist, you don't deserve to hold the position of educator or deputy principal.
Well, that is for sure. For sure. I think he's shown a tremendous lack of judgment. I think he's shown cruelty to other children. Very, very simply
Absolutely.
Put, I think
But that's exactly what it is. It's abuse of children.
Yeah, and in fact, a comment that Gimple made earlier, which I didn't read, let me just go to that. It spoke on this issue. He said, sorry, I'm just scrolling down. There's so many SMSs. Thank you, everybody, for getting involved in the conversation. He says, Howard, hatred blind sensitivity. And I think that's absolutely right. When you're so hate-filled, how could you think of the fact that you're actually hurting children? Children
Now I'm going to say something maybe controversial, but it's the truth. And Gimple, you know, I love Gimple. Gimple's always the voice of reason. Look at the education that Palestinian children get in the territories.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now look at the education of hatred that children are getting in high schools now, because this is education for hatred. Jews, Zionists are dirty, that there's something to be marginalized, to be sidelined, to be discriminated against. It's okay. It's not the line between the two is becoming continuously blurred. And that is worrying because to me, there is no difference to the child abuse that you teach a child in the territories about hatred, and there is no difference to this kind of treatment and the trauma and the discrimination it causes for the children at Herzliya.
Absolutely right, Rolene Marks. Unfortunately, there we have to leave it. We did not discuss one issue that you and I spoke about earlier today on the Israel Report, but I think this was very important, and I'm very pleased that we were able to have this conversation. Time is 5:41. That's the Israel Report brought to you by the Blue Agency. Rolene Marks, we'll keep in contact on this issue.